from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So we got to have a real conversation here.
Oh, boy.
All right. There's this list on the Chive of 25 movies celebrating America that'll have you ready to run through a wall. And I'm concerned that Bajani has seen less than 50% of these. At the end of last segment, Sean set an over-under of 7. C-Sex gave you 10.
Yeah, he gave me 10.
Let's see how many of these movies do you believe Sean Bajani has seen? We're going to find out. Have you seen The Patriot?
Yes.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson, yeah.
And The Departed.
Have I seen The Departed?
No, the Heath Ledger.
Yeah. I'm terrible with like actors in movies too, unless it's like the big guy. Like I know Mel Gibson.
Have you seen National Treasure?
Yes, multiple times. All of them.
So he's a Nick Cage fan.
Yeah. What was the prison one that he made too? It wasn't called Prison Break, but it was the one. Con Air.
Oh, Con Air. Yeah, that's where they're on the plane.
Yeah.
Have you seen Glory?
Glory. Is that Morgan Freeman?
Couldn't tell you because I actually haven't seen this one.
No idea.
I'm going to say no, like, but possibly. If you tell me, like, who the main character, who the big actor is in that.
I don't even recognize the guy who's in the picture.
Okay.
So we're all 2-1.
All right.
The next one. Miracle.
As in Miracle on Ice?
Yeah. The Kurt Russell.
Yeah. That was really good. Kurt Russell. Mm-hmm.
The Sandlot.
Of course.
Okay.
Dude, that's 4 out of 5. Let's go.
Captain America.
No. That's one of those Marvel.
Yes.
Kind of DC movies, whatever.
Marvel movie.
No.
Captain America, the first Avenger.
I'm actually impressed that I got the comic book right.
So he's got 2 X's.
Thanks.
Have you seen Navy SEALs?
Navy SEALs? I would like to think I did, but.
Charlie Sheen.
No.
That's nice. 3 X's.
Should I see that though? Because I love like military movies.
This one you have to have seen. A League of Their Own.
Of course.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite baseball movies ever.
Lincoln.
Lincoln. Yes, I saw that in the movie theater. And honestly, it is the only movie in my life that I ever fell asleep during. That was so freaking boring. But I have not given it a second chance, but I have seen it.
I will tell you, I have not seen Lincoln, but I have seen Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Okay.
Which is a way better movie than Lincoln.
I would imagine it sounds way more exciting.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yes. Oh, these are easy, dude. Come on. You should know me. Like, I'm a big history buff.
That's why I said, like, how many of these did you get?
That's 7. I hit my over under.
Sean said his own over under. Can he get to 10?
Can he get to mine? Come on.
Air Force One.
Air Force One. Yes. That's, is that Bill Pullman? No, it's not Bill Pullman. Who is,
it's Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, yeah.
Let's see.
8.
Forrest Gump.
Yes. 9. Easy.
Independence Day.
Yes. Will Smith. Easy.
Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Look at this. He's got 11.
I was losing count. 11.
American Sniper.
Yes. 100%.
12. Days of Thunder.
American Sniper. That was the guy that made the longest shot in military history. His last name started with a K, I think.
Yeah, right? he was helping other veterans with PTSD, and one of the guys was helping kill him.
He shot him, yeah. Yeah.
Days of Thunder.
Tom Cruise, yes.
See, I'm surprised he saw that one because it's auto racing.
That's fair. It was Tom Cruise back in the day. It didn't matter.
Gettysburg.
I think so, but it might be kind of like Lincoln. Like, I might have started it and not finished it.
I've not seen
that. Don't count that for me. What is it? What am I at, 12?
I'm going Days Beast of Thunder, mode. I think it's 13.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
I'm going Beast mode right now. Let's go.
Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, I've seen
that. I have no idea how that celebrates America, by the way, but it's funny as hell.
All right.
Zero Dark Thirty.
Yes, that's the movie about how they shot and killed Bin Laden.
All the military movies. Sean's all over the military.
Seen them all.
Movies.
Yep.
Top Gun.
Yes, of course. And two.
Inglourious Bastards.
That's Brad Pitt.
Yes.
I think it's kind of like Gettysburg, where I started it and didn't finish it.
See, that movie's awesome. That movie is awesome. It's like historical fiction.
But it's kind of comedic, isn't it?
So I said it's historical fiction.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny.
Hold on. Historical fiction, that's...
Means it's based on... It takes a historical event and fictionalizes
it. Okay. All right. Yeah, I think I know I haven't seen that, because that's one of those movies, kind of like the one we were talking about last night, Semi-Pro, where I was just like, that's not going to be a good movie.
No, see, that is a great movie. You'll like that movie.
Inglourious Bastards?
Yes, you will like that.
All right.
Black Hawk Down.
Yes. Was that 15?
Jaws?
Yes.
So we're going to have...
1, 2, 3,
Talladega Nights.
Will Ferrell, right? Yeah. Saw that in the theaters.
If you ain't first, you're last. Wow, so what is that for Sean? 16?
16 or 17.
Yeah.
Dude, that
was it?
I am impressed.
What's my batting average on that,
16.
Man? Let's go.
Look at you. Look at you, Sean, man.
However, it's movies about America.
America.
Somehow Dazed and Confused. That's the one that
didn't
belong.
I have no idea how that would fit in there.
But. All right. So if there was one movie out of that bunch that I had not seen that you would absolutely skewer me over, what would it be?
Probably Top Gun. I mean, everybody had to see Top Gun.
There's probably a few of those, yeah.
If you hadn't seen Remember the Titans, you'd have taken it. If you hadn't seen Independence Day, you'd have gotten it. If you hadn't seen A League of Their Own, you would have gotten murdered.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you know I'm a baseball guy, but any one of the highest grossing films of all time, which is basically everyone you just named.
Top Gun, Jaws, you had to see them.
Yeah, for sure. No, I've definitely got my favorites. There is something about war movies and any era. It doesn't matter. Like, what it could be, Civil War, could be American Revolution, World War II, like present day, like Zero Dark 30 kind of stuff. I'm all in.
Anything that's like military or historical.
Is it Chris Kyle, by the way?
Yes, Chris Kyle.
American Sniper. I always get him and the Lone Survivor guy mixed up. That's Marcus Luttrell. Another really good movie. How did you not have Lone Survivor on that list?
I didn't make the list.
Man, Lone Survivor was fantastic.
I love the fact they got the clip of Roy Schneider, and he's throwing the chum into the water, and then the shark just comes out of nowhere and he jumps back.
Hoopa! Hoopa!
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, there's so many good moments from that movie, Jaws. That you know what's funny? The action shots like in that movie, even still to this day, like I think they're really good. I mean, you could tell like the shark is like a robot kind of a thing, but you've seen far worse in movies now. That stood the test of time, in my opinion. Jaws is one of the best ever. And I don't think they got much sillier after that. I mean, 2, 3, and 4 was really good. The one where they like little Brody Sean, I think, was working at like the swim park or amusement park, and he gets eaten by the shark. Like, that was kind of hokey, but they were all pretty good.
So somebody had texted in a line from Inglourious Basterds, and he's like, "We are in the killing Nazis business, and cousin business is a booming."
I guess I'll watch that. Brad Pitt and who else?
There's a
anybody
there's a,
else?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of good people.
Is it like a probably all star cast of characters in that one? I mean, if Brad Pitt's in it, I just don't know why. I thought it was going to be kind of silly when it first came out, and it's got to grab me. And
it's Brad Pitt, Quentin Tarantino, Christopher Waltz.
He probably produced the damn thing, right?
Eli Roth, Melanie Laurent, and Diane Kruger.
Okay. You lost me after Tarantino, I think.
But you'll know Christoph Waltz when you see him.
Okay.
Not a name, but like when you see his face, like I know that dude.
Okay, okay. I'll take your word for it. All right, PC.
He's a bad guy.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.